You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. The illness is not leaving me. I think I'm going back to being sick. I am not kidding you. And it has to do with I'm not shutting my mouth. I keep not resting. God, my throat is killing me. I had these violent, I'm going to have another one right now. Hang on. My God, coughing attacks. It was like a 10-minute one last night, just as I was about to do more things with my voice. There's a lot of things that you don't want to do if you want your throat to heal. I actually read up on this. You definitely don't want to talk. You don't want to smoke. You know, you want to doctor's orders, rest as much as possible. And talking for hours a day is not helping things. So yesterday, it's been a full week up to this point. So Tuesday, I do all my normal shit, including the podcast with Christian Blatt. So at that point, we're looking at 4 hours of talking, not counting the morning radio show on Q100 and not counting voice tracking. Now, granted, those are only talking for very brief moments in time, but I'm still talking. That's the opposite of rest. So when I got done with Christian last night, yesterday evening for who are these? Well, afternoon. Who are these broadcasters? I'm like, oh God, yeah, it's time to rest. I can feel that this is hurting. My throat's hurting. It's not the way to recover. But champions like me, you know, we got to do this. So just as I'm laying down to rest, cash in my chips for the night, I get a reminder on my phone about I volunteered to host trivia night at one of the local breweries for the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance. I'm like, oh. So that's 2 straight hours of question answer hosting. I didn't for once think about canceling. There's no way I'm going to leave a charitable organization in the lurch. And that's what stars do. That's star behavior. That's legendary behavior right there. That's Willis Reed. Nobody gets that reference. That's playing hurt. I go, no problem. I will grab these Vicks VapoCool Severe Cough Drops, which really work. I mean, they taste horrible, but they do work quite well, and I'm not even getting paid to tell you about that. But as shitty as they taste, they take the edge off. With a little luck, I'll be able to get through this show because of these. I go, no problem. I'll bring those. I will stand in front of these nice people. And I'm going to do the trivia contest. Branjo says they have those sweet, sweet menthol. Just like your Newports. No, Newports would not be a good idea right now. I get there. 10 minutes till the event starts. What did I do? I left these at home. Son of a bitch. So right away, I'm like, oh no. What the fuck? So then I'm Googling stores near me that I, you know, whatever. And they're all too far. Hang on, I got a call. So I'm talking to one of the sweet people that works there, and I go, you by chance have any of these? She goes, no. However, she had a bunch of like hard candies. I go, that's going to work. That's going to have to. That's as best as I can do. Oh my God. Never before has something so intensely simple seemed like someone was asking me to build the Great Pyramids. That's how daunting of a task it seemed to be. Which, by the way, there's some dog movement behind me. I am concerned about them freaking out and wanting me to take them OUT. I don't want to say it because then they're going to all perk up and get excited. So I battled. I got it done. I go to bed. I wake up today and I go, all right, well, I am almost home. All right. I've got my podcast. I got my radio work today. 2 radio shows. I've got my podcast work. And then that's it. And it's already, I'm on the downside of it because I don't have to do any really heavy lifting today. Wrong. I realized that, you know, if you want to play, you got to pay. Not that I'm playing when I go up north because I'll be cutting wood alone because I'm a loser. But I have to voice track the oldies station. You know, I'm not going to be here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's 4 air shifts that I have to do. I got to get them done. You know, you do it all in advance. That's how it is nowadays in radio. And I do it all from right here. So while I'm doing one radio show today, I'm then voice tracking another radio show when the one radio show is playing music. So I'm like, all right, here you go. Here's Led Zeppelin. I play a couple of songs. And then while that's happening, I'm voice tracking another radio station. So what I thought was going to be me wrapping up my morning show and then just starting the show and being, all right, let's go. You're recovered now. Now, I'm already fucking fried. And I'm just starting to feel like I'm regressing in this long, ridiculous recovery from whatever it was that was in my system. Again, much sicker from this than I was with 2 bouts of COVID, whatever this is. Bob says, leave it to Butler. That's not Bob. I don't know why I said Bob. Stand by. Leave it to Butler says, at least you get some time before the Griffins playoff games. The Griffins playoff game, first game is Tuesday. You're right. So after I finish this podcast today, this free podcast, we have the Patreon bonus podcast. Look at Darla. How cute is she? Oh, my God. Just staring at us. We're off. Stevie says, have I missed it? Is there no Ben and Eric this week? Do you ever listen when I talk to you? I said, Stevie, just so you know, I did a whole segment on it yesterday. It was the Stevie Patreon update. I said, Stevie in particular, because I know these things kind of like in one ear and out the other. So this is a Stevie-only update. There is no Ben and Eric this week. There is no Who Are These Freebirds this week. I'm totally kidding. I actually thought, as of yesterday, that we were doing it. Yesterday or the day before, it was Maureen who had to correct me. She said, Ben's on his honeymoon, jackass. How about that? Ben Glaze, I love him so much. Tyler says Stevie was too busy burning Teslas. I am so glad you brought that up. This is going to make Stevie very, very joyful and possibly moist. Do you remember that time when everybody made Bud Light pay because they sent, literally all they did was sent a case of promotional one-off cans of Bud Light with Dylan Mulvaney's face on it. And, all the snowflake right-wingers, they were so offended by that. And then Kid Rock shot the case of beer with a gun. They all stopped buying Bud Light. And for a period of several months, it was shaky, you know. Now they've come back. Now they're doing commercials with Shane Gillis and what's that guy with all the tattoos over his face? He's a shitty musician. Everybody loves him, but he sucks. God, what is his name? Bud Light commercial. They're sitting there in chairs looking like dads. Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll and Shane Gillis are doing Bud Light commercials. And now everybody's happy. Excuse me. Oh, my God. I almost killed myself. Oh, my God. It is not Jelly Roll. It is Post Malone. Okay. Jelly Roll compared to Post Malone. Jelly Roll, infinitely more talented than Jelly Roll. Wait a minute. I just said Jelly Roll is more talented than Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll, infinitely more talented than Post Malone. And I really don't have anything bad to say about Jelly Roll other than it's very off-putting with all the tattoos on him. But I actually like Jelly Roll. And that guy's attitude is so infectious. It's fantastic. He's just always positive and sweet. And I don't know how that happened. Wasn't he in prison? Didn't he do something terrible? That might be, Jelly Roll, the most incredible bottom of the barrel, top of the heap story ever. You would have to be an idiot to not have been subjected to Jelly Roll's presence, his involvement in things, his performances on stage. I have never, ever sought out one Jelly Roll song and listened to it. But if you do anything, you will encounter something with Jelly Roll. Nick disagrees. He says Post Malone is infinitely better than Jelly Roll. Post Malone can shred on a guitar. I don't believe that. Leave it to Butler says Jelly Roll is a success story from the bottom. Post Malone is just a smelly dude who makes some music. I love that Jelly Roll is losing weight. I get bummed out having to look at people that are morbidly obese. It makes me uncomfortable, you know. Because you know they're going to be dead in days. You don't, you're just like, oh, God. You just want to cut ties with them from your brain. It's like, fuck this shit, man. That's why I'm glad he is turning it around. I mean, if anybody can do it, Jelly Roll can. I don't even know what the fucker went to prison for. Goes to prison. He's fat as fuck. Comes out of prison. And then somehow he's fucking turned it around. I really need to research this. If there was ever an opportunity for a fantastic biopic, it would be Jelly Roll. All he needs is more longevity, more years of being successful, and you can have that. Nick says, hold the phone. There's a video on YouTube of Post Malone flawlessly covering a 14-song Nirvana set live. All right, maybe. I can't say for sure. All I know is that Jelly Roll gets a lot more love these days. Bob says that Post Malone is also a genuinely nice dude. So basically you have two guys, ugliest sin, tattooed all over their bodies, and infinitely talented. Maureen says that Jelly went to prison for aggravated robbery 8 years ago. By the way, I'll be chain eating these Vicks VapoCools. It's the only way I'm getting through this thing. I'm sorry, not 8 years ago. It was an 8-year sentence for Jelly. 8 years on the joint. Oh, my God. Man Bun Chris says, what's wrong with tattoos, Mr. Ten? Some tattoos are okay. All right? I like tattoos on people. Some people can pull off tattoos. I am not one of them. Pooh Bear wants to get another new tattoo. What is the one she wants now? I forget. She's got so many on her. It's like unbelievable. Jeremy says, I've never seen a face tattoo that looks good. That's true. I don't want to know people that have... Whenever I see Jelly Roll with the crosses on his face, I'm like, dude, come on, man. It's fucking ridiculous. I somehow got on the topic of Jelly Roll and Post Malone, and I, for the life of me, do not recall how that happened. Can one of you help me so that I can get this fucking thing? I was telling a story. I don't know what I was talking about. But if you could please tell me where I was before I went off on this wild ADHD tangent. Bud Light. That's right. Okay. Tesla. Bud Light. Now I'm centered. So everybody stop drinking Bud Light. Well, I think this is a real indicator that Elon Musk is not nearly as smart as he is. He should have known that the job that he was tasked with doing, which is firing everyone and doing all those things that the Department of Government Efficiency has done, would have a negative effect on Tesla. He should have known that. I don't know how he didn't see that coming, because the earnings reports are in, and this is, I'm telling you, this is going to make Stevie so happy. Like, if she's at work, there's going to be, she's going to have to get up from the chair, and the whole office is going to smell like a wet snatch. All right? That's what it's going to smell like if she's at work. If she's at home, it's fine. The dogs, probably pelicans flying all over the house wondering what the fuck the smell is. But Tesla has taken a unheard of shit. Like, when AIDS Diet Candy had to fight with the fact that there was a disease called AIDS, it's that cataclysmic of a drop for Tesla. In just one quarter. And how he didn't see this coming, I don't know. Considering the fact that the only people who drive Teslas are people on the left to begin with, or are considering buying a Tesla. People with money, or are concerned about the environment, or just want to save money on gas and like electric cars. You know who doesn't care about electric cars? People on the right. So all your customer base are liberals. And you go and you cozy up to Trump. You could cozy up to Trump and still not have this issue. But when you lead Doge and you show up on stage with chainsaws and you flash Nazi salutes and you're an actual Nazi, well, that's a problem. And the consumers have responded. I still want to know what it's like for poor Freebeer, who, according to the father of his stepkids, Cole, has a Tesla Plaid. I wonder if Freebeer has sold the car because he doesn't want to be caught driving a swastika car. He's never mentioned it on his show, by the way. Stand by. The first quarter profits plummeted 71%. Oh, my God. I don't know. I mean, I get panicked when two people quit on Patreon, you know, let alone a 71% drop. I don't know how this works. It says there's a 71% drop in profit and a 9% decline in revenue. Okay. The revenue fell to $19.3 billion January to March. The disappointing results come as the company is fighting a backlash due to Musk leadership of the federal government jobs cutting program. Yeah. We already talked about that. Shares of Tesla have tumbled more than 40% this year. And they are facing fierce competition at the same time. The Chinese are kicking Elon's ass. Earlier in the year, just a couple months ago, Chinese EV maker BYD announced that they have developed an electric battery charging system that can now fully power up a vehicle in about 4 minutes. How about that? That's a game changer. The fact that here in the U.S., you're riding around in your Tesla and you go your 100-mile range or whatever and you pull over to get a charge and, you plug it in hoping they have one there, and then you got to sit with your thumb up your ass smoking a whole pack of Newports and eating gas station food. I can't even talk with these cough drops in my mouth. I sound like I'm an idiot. The Chinese are going to charge that shit up in 4 minutes. That's the same amount of time it takes to fill up my tank on a truck. And Tesla's European rivals have begun offering new models with advanced technology that is making them real alternative, just as popular in Europe. And this is all turned against Musk. Investors expect Tesla will be hurt less by the Trump administration's tariffs than most U.S. car companies because it makes most of its U.S. cars here. But Tesla is not completely unscathed. It sources some materials from abroad that will now face import taxes. This is incredible. This is a free market solution. This is Bud Light times 1,000. But I think the biggest blunder here is the fact that your client base, the people who buy your products, they're the ones that hate you politically. Leave it to Butler says it sounds convenient, but I'm curious if it would kill the battery's lifespan since fast charging does shorten lithium ion batteries' lifespan faster. I don't know. I don't care because to me, electric vehicles aren't the answer. It's all hybrid technology. We overthought this thing. Nick says, I like EVs. They're very practical for certain lifestyles. Alan says that Freebeer has never spoken of it. Did Coleman tell you? Yes. Coleman tells me everything. I know a great deal of what happens behind the walls at the Freebeer and Hot Wings household. I'm sorry, not the Freebeer and Hot Wings household. The Freebeer household because of Coleman. Coleman hears it from the kids who can't stand him. And, he then sends it to me, you know. He sends me these hilarious text exchanges he has with the nose. Oh, my God. He puts her through hell. He always gives her shit because she wants to be a member of the show. So she texts in to Freebeer all these nasty things that she wants him to say, like him sitting on her face or asking Tommy if he wants to be the third in their relationship and all this really fucking crazy shit. And Coleman gets pissed off about it because it gets back to the kids. So I tell Coleman, yeah, Greg was talking about the nose's snatch. He then texts the nose and says, you know, when Freebeard talks about your snatch on the radio, it affects our children. You realize that, don't you? And then she gets pissed off and there's a fight. And then he sends me those exchanges and it's great reading. It's fantastic. Man Bun Chris says, does she actually say that or does Greg make shit up? No, she definitely says it. She is a handful and loves being talked about on the show. And that takes me to this. All I've been doing here for the past 2 days is literally trying to recover from illness, get back into the swing of doing my shows and minding my own business, as I always do. But I keep getting referenced on the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. Now, they like to play the game of wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Mention him, but don't say his name. Even going so far as to edit our pal Kelly Cheese when she's trying to lay the smack down on EZ. She was, doing something, lecturing people about how terrible it is to be divorced or whatever the fuck it is. I guess it's been a year and she's, you know, all this self-pity bullshit drama, making it about her. Everybody's like, yeah, whatever. Nobody gives a shit. You were married for 9 months. The guy fucking thought better of it and ran while he could. Good for him. Good for fucking him. All right, you hussy. Jesus Christ. And so I was disgusted. And then I played for you yesterday. I guess I was referenced about getting water dumped on me during ice bucket. I don't know. What the fuck? And it's all this silly wink, wink, nudge, nudge, giggle, giggle, ha, ha. What a bunch of pussies. Jesus Christ. Big Fraud News Network has struck again. And I reached out to Ryan, one of the pioneers of the Big Fraud News Network. And after I read this one that I'm about to read to you now. I said, Ryan, oh my God, your two recent works of art by you, LOL, LOL. Quote, local bullet expert. You'll know what that means in a second. He writes, Big Fraud. I wish I could take the credit, but they are not me. I'm as stumped and impressed as you. I've lost control of the bit, LOL. And I wrote, come on. I know your writing. He says, honestly, Big Fraud, I wish I had the time right now. I almost wonder if somebody went to the trouble of putting my old posts through AI. Good news, this project I've been on since December with stand-up meetings every morning at 10 is almost over. In fact, today is my project launch day. It's been hell. Hopefully you've missed my beautiful antics. I'll have to have the president call you soon. So much has happened since the two of you spoke, including him becoming even more insane. Now, I'm not buying this shit. Ryan is honestly, I'm not just saying it to be silly, is one of the most excellent writers of these parody pieces like this. Let's go over it together. Subject line, rent-free living. BFNN. BFNN breaking. Free Beer and Hot Wings mention Eric Zane again. Reunion brewing or just divorce vibes? Story originates BFNN headquarters. April 23rd, 2025. In a move that has left longtime listeners raising their eyebrows and firing up their conspiracy group chats. First of all, if anybody thinks I did this, you don't know how I write. I write like a little boy. I'm good for maybe one headline. This is a masterpiece. The nationally syndicated radio show Free Beer and Hot Wings has once again referenced former cast member and current podcast host EZ twice in recent episodes, triggering a flurry of reunion rumors and wide speculation across the Zaniac Nation. Most recently, Zane, parentheses, happily married, was for some reason brought up during a segment about the crew's divorce stories. A rite of passage that, by some mysterious cosmic law, seems to be required for all Free Beer and Hot Wings members. And in what some are calling, quote, an oddly warm and casual reference, the show also reminisced about past crew dynamics, noting how Zane always got picked more when it came to show antics like the Ice Bucket Challenge and other on-air punishments and games. For the record, I had only the smallest bit of recollection about that moment. Quote, let's just say his name came up more than once, end quote, said Dr. Tophus Barrel Ass, Big Fraud News Network's senior speculation correspondent and local bullet expert. Are we thinking that this might be Tophus who's doing this? Quote, when someone who used to be in the fold starts getting regular shout-outs again, especially in emotionally vulnerable segments, you have to wonder if we're looking at a breadcrumb trail back to the studio, said Tophus. Zane's strange schedule, colon. Strategic silence or coincidence? Zane, host of the Eric Zane Show podcast, has also been noticeably inconsistent lately. Last week featured multiple shortened shows or none at all. And he's already announced he'll be off Thursday and Friday of this week. No official reason has been given. But BFNN's top analysts believe the timing is just a little too perfect. Quote, radio feuds fade, but contracts are forever, said Barrel Ass. he could be clearing his schedule for something bigger than a long weekend. A return on the horizon or just missed vibes? Whether this points to a possible reunion, a guest spot, or just the crew airing out old feelings, the timing has fans buzzing. One listener tweeted, another FBHW show member is divorced now. Zane's MIA. This has FBHW's season 2 energy written all over it. Another wrote, the FBHW Divorce Club always has room for one more, but maybe it's time they bring someone on who knows how to maintain a healthy marriage with someone his own age. As of press time, Zane has offered no formal comment, though he was spotted on Patreon posting an audio clip titled Plain Dumb. BFNN will stay on this story. Like the FBHW show stays playing games for every other segment. Whether it's a reunion or just the universe playing radio roulette, one thing is clear. Eric Zane is back on their minds. And maybe back in the mix. Because if it is happening, Big Fraud News Network will be there. First, loud, and probably wrong. Bravo to our writer. I still say that that is Ryan. Cole says Tophis isn't smart enough. Well, I would say that Tophis is smart, but you're right, not smart enough to write like that. But I don't even know if it's smarts. It's creativity and a grasp of the written word. Maybe he does, but I think there are a few people around who can write like that. That was outstanding. Someone, whoever wrote that, should be getting compensated for similar works. Not my works. I just got a text message. It took 30 seconds on ChatGPT. LOL. Is that right? Okay. Now, I don't know if that's true, but someone wrote that. Well, someone or ChatGPT. If that is ChatGPT, that's fantastic. I have not experimented with that in any way. I am clueless as to how that works. When you use ChatGPT, do you have to put in parameters or things like that? Things that you want included in whatever it is that is written? I should probably get up to speed on that because it's such a prevalent thing these days. Jeremy says, satire is the hardest thing to write well. The ability to merge falsehoods in with facts while making it believable and funny is an art form. Yoda World says, you do enter stuff in, but it often lies or just assumes things based on averages. Outstanding. Well, I loved it. It was great. Very, very funny. That is cough drop number 3, or a sore throat drop number 3. And I've already burned through 40 minutes of show, so that's excellent. That tells me that I'm going to be able to do this. Before I continue, I should probably talk about some of these amazing sponsors. Scheduled today is my creative meeting with Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. And why that's important is because that means we are one day closer to their debut of the official ad campaign on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Now, once that happens, we then start coming up with a date that we are going to have our Rockford eat, drink, play pinball extravaganza number one. Again, my apologies if you can, if I sound different because I've got these ridiculous cough drops in my mouth. I have a meeting today with Ryan, the pinball guru, which there's a pinball war actually in town. Ryan used to work with this guy and was helping him come up with the idea for Pinball Land. And this asshole that Jeremy knows stole the idea and opened up a pinball joint. But it sucks. If you go to this asshole's pinball joint, you're going to get AIDS from playing his pinball machines. Stand by. And I actually reached out to that asshole. And I sent two, I approached two businesses, Ryan and this dick. And I said, hey, one of you should market on the podcast. Dick did not. He didn't write me back. Ryan was quick to jump on it. And now we're friends for life. Before I go even one more second on this show, don't forget, this studio is sponsored by Impact Power Sports. You can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Yamaha golf carts. How about a side-by-side motorcycle, ATV, UTV motorcycle? I said that. Lawnmower, e-bike, go-kart, snowmobile. Oh, my God. They have it all. You can stop in their showroom, 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. Pop in, say hi to Drew, Mary Lou, Ron. Ron is the old-timer that started the business. But young at heart. I love them all. They're great folks over there at Impact Power Sports. Buy your power sports fun at Impact Power Sports. Racing starts this weekend at Berlin. The Icebreaker starts at 4 p.m. You're going to get tickets for $14 online. At the gate, they're $20. Buy them online at berlinraceway.com. So you're a family of eight. You got mom, dad, and six kids. You probably hate your life because you got six kids. But you got to, you know, you can't murder them. So you're going to take them to Berlin Raceway. You're going to, show up there. You're going to buy your tickets in advance for you and the old lady. So $28. You're going to get to the parking lot and you're going to, oh God, parking. It's going to cost $100. They're going to say it's free. Just park over there. All right, great. That's awesome. You've got a cooler full of all the snacks, so you can save money. And then you realize you forgot to buy tickets for the kids. Oh, my God, geez, it's going to cost me an arm and a leg. No, kids 15 and under are free at Berlin Raceway. We have meetings, and I go, how do you guys make money? But they're killing it there. It is I've said this many, many times, the most affordable family fun in all of West Michigan. Number one is Berlin. Number two, the Grand Rapids Gold, and then the Whitecaps. BerlinRaceway.com. Man Bun Chris says, what's this Match Masters that the bot is promoting? Well, it's a game. And I'm supposed to put a widget on the screen with a, what do they call those codes that you scan? Not a barcode. Whatever. One of those square things are black and white. QR. You scan the QR code and then you play it. And if you sign up to play that game, I get paid. That's what that is. So don't worry about it yet. I haven't finished setting it up yet. But I've teamed up with this online gaming thing for mobile devices. And it's really cool, actually, if you want. I mean, it's another way to make money. So what I'll do is I'll get all you people addicted to this game. And there's tons of games. But this is the first one I've teamed up with. That's what Stream Elements is. It's not bad. It's like... $500 a month. just to put it on there. And then if you choose to play, I get like $20. It's fantastic. But they're going to try to like make you buy shit because you're going to get addicted to it, like Candy Crush. And then you're going to dip into your 401k and give all your money to the stupid game. That's what's going to happen. But it's just another way to print money, which we like to do here on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Have garage sales, crack jokes, troll, piss people off, and print money and buy dogs. That's all that I do, and get sick and eat cough drops. Where was I? The realtor of choice on the show is Adam Kasari. Reach out to Adam at 616-914-4061. Did you catch that number? He's a realtor. He's in West Michigan. You want to buy a home. He's 32 years old. He's single, ready to mingle. Handsome, a handsome devil, single dad with a young boy. So if any of you want to actually bone, that's who you know, like sell your house through him. And then maybe you can fall in love. 616-914-4061. Adam Kasari, the driver of the 9K car, limited late model at Berlin Raceway, featuring the Eric Zane Show podcast logo on the roof. Adam Kasari, C-A-S-A-R-I. He's linked up in the show notes of this podcast. 616-914-4061. I don't know what else to say about a realtor other than that he's great and he'll get you the most for your home, or he'll sell your home for you, or he'll buy a home for you, whatever. All right. There was an incident last night. Pooh Bear, infuriated by me, while she slept. Have you ever... married people, or maybe just dating someone, you're a significant other. And in the dream, your significant other does something that is horrible. And you would then wake up and you're mad at the significant other. Now, if that's ever happened to me, about the moment in time that I'm actually awake, then I'm like, oh, thank God, I'm not really mad at her. And then it leaves. But I'm married to a Irish redhead. So I'm still getting texts. Did you know it's rude to upset Pooh Bear? Last night, I started coughing, so Pooh Bear left, and then time passes, and I'm getting woken up hours later, and she's getting back into bed. She goes, I had to come in bed. I had to get in bed here. I'm very, very upset with you. And I'm like, wait, what? This doesn't make any sense. Typically, if you're mad at me, which I don't know how you got mad at me at this point, but yet you're coming into the bed with me. You want to be in bed with me because you're mad at me. And then I feel this arm come over me and with the strength of 10 men just pull me in. Like one of the wildings from Game of Thrones, Thorin. I don't think his name's Thorin. Maybe that was one of the dwarves in Lord of the Rings. Anyway, she's like holding me tight. I'm like, are you all right? Is everything okay? She goes, I had a dream that you cheated on me. And she named a former audience member. A female former audience member. I'm not going to say who. And I said, wow. Well, that's terrible. And then she said, quote, that I said in the dream that I told her that I wanted this chick to rub her tits on me. And that's like the real high point anger moment of the dream. And so she woke up pissed, got up, pitter-patter, out of the room, down the hall, into my room, our room, gets in bed, gives me the news. I'm like, Jesus, fuck. And so I'm barely awake. I go, oh, yeah, okay, great. All right, sorry. Sorry I did that. And, you know, and then it like she, we, I got up to do the radio show and she always wakes up at that time too. And she'll tell me what time to wake her up. So this is like 5:50 in the morning. She's like, okay, get me up at 6:30, please. I'm still pissed at you. 6:30 rolls around. When I wake her up, there's a particular way that it has to be done. You can't just touch her because she'll go, ah! You have to actually have to take my head and lay my head down on like her torso and just and gently lay it down. But do lay it down so that the pressure of my head, the weight of the head will... She'll kind of like, for some reason, I figured out the secret sauce and that's how you do it. And she wakes up more gently. I don't want to upset her, you know. And but that was impossible today because she pushed me away. And she said, I'm still pissed at you. I go, well, I don't know what to tell you. So I gave her a big hug. We're like a perfect height for each other. Her being as little as she is and me being super little, but I tower over her. Her little head nestles right into my neck. I go, come on, honey. It's okay. And then that was it. I think she's just playing with me. I don't think it's anything serious. David says Irish redheads are a handful. I'm only saying that because Molly is acting like we should hate on Diana. It's fine. I think it's, who knows? Tyler says that my wife goes so far as to cold shoulder me all day until I work out what happened in the dream land. And then I laugh in her face. LOL. Molly says, why do dreams matter to women like that? What the fuck? We're getting some guesses that it was sexy voice Andrea. No. Diana would only dream of Andrea if she was having dreams of a woman whose teeth fell out of her head and was looking to smoke some crack. Tyler says my wife does do this a lot. All right. So that kind of was bubbling under. Hopefully I've calmed her down and she's feeling better. But I'm not sure. I'm guessing she'll be fine. All right. As always, you can reach out to me on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. There's a picture going around of the time when Jimmy Fallon met the Pope. There's a term called self-glazing. Or self-glossing. That's when you take something and you somehow make it that you're talking about yourself. Honestly, Bill Simonson, my pal Huge, he does this a lot. He'll put a post up that'll say something like, I want to thank you, the audience, for being so outstanding and supporting me. And helping me grow to 900 radio stations across Michigan. And making me the top talk show host sport talk show host in Michigan for 25 straight years. That's self-glossing. Okay? I don't know if I do this. I don't think I do because there's not really anything that I have that I would like to gloss about. I mean, I do have a lot of stuff that I can gloss about, self-gloss or self-glaze, but I choose not to because I don't want to look like a chunt. So I usually don't. If I do do it, I do it tongue-in-cheek style. Okay? Like when I talk about how humble I am or how amazing I am. But this is legit. The Pope is dead, and by the way, his funeral is Sunday. Trump has ordered all states to put their flags at half-mast to honor the life of the Pope. I don't know if that's a great idea, by the way. I think that if you were smart, a smart president, you would look at the death of the Pope and you would say, as much as it is sad that the Pope has passed, it's very important to separate church and state. That's a polite way of saying, if I do it for the Pope, I got to do it for everybody. Now, I don't think Trump would. Like, if the leader of whatever, some Islamic leader died, I'm guessing we would not have flags lowered to half staff. Nor if a Jewish leader died, would we have flags at half staff. This wouldn't happen. But anyway, that is actually happening. Trump has lowered the flags. I'm telling you, if I was president day one, I would announce it. Look, don't ever expect anything religious related to having anything to do with the United States of America. In fact, the first thing I'm going to do is take out the words "under God" from the Pledge of Allegiance. And then everybody's going to get pissed off. And I'm going to say, fuck you, I'm the president. I can do what I want. If we can change Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America, I'm going to take religion out of everything. All right. No more religion. Jimmy Fallon posted a picture of him meeting the Pope. Pope is dead. He writes, "It was an honor meeting Pope Francis last summer. I'm glad I made you laugh. Thank you for your encouraging words. Rest in peace." I don't know how much of a self-gloss that is, but this guy is saying it. Self-glazing in an RIP post is crazy. A show of hands. Is this self-gloss, self-glaze? With, "I'm glad I made you laugh." I think that's maybe 51% self-gloss, self-glaze, maybe more. You could probably sway me in another direction and convince me that that's more of a self-gloss. But if it just said, "It was an honor meeting Pope Francis last summer. Thank you for your encouraging words. Rest in peace." I wonder what the encouraging words were. Quit being such a douchebag. Maybe you should stop drinking so much. Please be more funny. I've never laughed once at your show. Please try harder. Yoda World says, yes, it's self-insertion. Tyler says, close, but I'd say no. Man Bun Chris says, right on the heels of it, yeah. If he posts that weeks later, it's different. Tyler with the great point. Trump needs to order the flags lower to make up for J.D. Vance murdering the Pope. Jeremy says, Pope to Fallon, quote, not everything is the greatest thing in the world. That's your words of encouragement. So true. Holy shit. Who the fuck watches that? Does anybody even sit down and watch TV shows like that nowadays? Or do they just get it on their phone and clips later on? That appears to be the lifeblood of the world these days. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.